let's ask Sam Trusso a couple of questions because he's down at Cottesloe for Sculpture by the Sea, an iconic Perth event. Sam, you're wearing your Speedos this morning.
No, a little bit chilly for me today, Jenna. I'm firmly on the sand, but I am checking out all the exhibits and loving it down here. I'm getting a bit of an education as well, which is great.
Yeah, we needed you to get a little more clued up in life in general, Sam, so that's what this is all about, educating Sam Trusso. Yeah, what have you learnt today?
Well, I've actually gone to the experts, guys, because I was walking around trying to give my little spin, but I've got one of the experts with me, Denise. She's actually got one of the exhibits down here, Denise. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Sam. How are you?
I am great. It's beautiful weather and I'm just admiring all the art down here. But you've been down here. You're a bit of an expert of the Cottesloe Sculptures by the Sea. How many years have you done this now?
At Cottesloe, this is my seventh and I have actually done one in Bondi. So 8 years.
Wow, 8 years. So definitely someone that is going to share some wisdom with me. That's fantastic. do you make a new piece every single year for something like this?
Yes, we have to create something new and it usually has to be an artwork that hasn't been exhibited somewhere before. So yes, it's not to be repeated.
Yep. Wow, and so the goal, I guess, of this, you're showing off the great art culture that we've got down here in Perth as well. I noticed there's some price tags around the place as well. Do you sell a lot of these arts or is it for your enjoyment? Why do you sort of create these pieces?
Well, some of the works here you'll see are ephemeral, such as Jane Cochran's work, which is actually on the rocks, which is red tape. So that's an ephemeral work. The other works that you see, which are the major works, they're all for sale. So it's about... we're trying to get our works into collections or sales, things like that. So it's fairly important. There is an indoor gallery as well, which has smaller works for people who can't afford the larger works. There's also a priceable works in there as well.
Of course. And, well, I mean, I'm down here. I can look at your beautiful piece, but give me a little bit of a rundown. What the name and what a little bit it's about.
Sure. Okay, we'll do kind of television on the radio.
Of course. Describe it for you. Paint a picture.
Certainly. My work is called Sequential Reflection. So if you looked at the shape and the style of it, it's like an oversized sequin that ladies stitch onto their garments. It's covered in around about 3,500 mirrored discs made out of mirrored colored stainless steel. They're pinned onto the substructure of aluminium and they shimmer and they move. There's four colors in there. There's a rose gold, prestige gold, champagne gold, and a silver.
Yeah. It looks fantastic. I can see it shimming away. It's a perfect location to have it as well. How much sort of time and effort and resources goes into a sculpture like this?
Well, once I finish this exhibition, I'll probably have a little bit of a break and then I go straight into thinking about what my next project will be or my next sculpture. So once I've locked in an idea, so I can't start doing the process of construction. So maybe 10 months.
Okay, wow. So it is a year-round job. To create these masterpieces, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of effort's going down into getting all these sculptures by the sea ready to go. Sammy Trusso, we'll catch up again next hour. Thank you. And thanks to Denise Pepper, the artist of the sculpture titled Sequential Reflection. So you can go and check that out.